Blog Talk Radio.
Father's Day to those that are going to Father's Day. I'm glad to have a sister.
I want to read
2020 from my song. The Lord is my shepherd, that I shall not want. We have Mary to read that. Those who read him, 23rd number song, the Lord is my shepherd, that I shall not want. Read for a moment. But before she reads that, I want to talk about the testimony that we should have. My subject this morning is God so loved the world. Deal with what's happening around the world. I want to deal with the power of white power and white magic, the killing, the murder, and God wakes and bring you into what's real and what's true. You get your Bibles to the 23rd number Psalm, the 23rd number Psalm, the Lord is my shepherd. I want you to repeat this morning. Mary Hawkins, but not only that, I want to take you to another level in your life where you might understand how God has brought us this far by faith. God brought us this far by being sheer living. I share our ancestors. Tomorrow we're going to celebrate a team, and I'm happened and why so much haven't been told, and it's slowly coming out. The truth is coming out, and the truth comes out. Some of you have not embraced the truth of God. I say you have not embraced the truth of our ancestors. I want to pray. Those that down in Homer, those in Dallas and Houston, and all over the South in Alabama, those that having problems down in there's no sorrow on earth that God cannot bring you up. But it's one word that I want to give you this morning. In all my sermons, I want one word to stick to you. And I want that word all over your family. And I want you to understand how so much evil that's touching but Bishop, now I want to tell you this morning, I was over in Gary at the Gary City Hall. I met the mayor there. I was happy that Sister Cox was there. God bless you. And other people were there. We got together with black men, black women, trying to get through slavery, trying to get through all the hurt, killing and the murder, sentence of centuries. And some are still not getting together. I told Pearl William to write a book about her family struggle from Bastrop, Louisiana, all the way to Detroit. And I know, Mary, you got to help her with the book. Some of them young folks got to help with the book. It's a story. And it got to be told. It's time for it. You know, on Mondays is Dr. King Movement. But this Monday, we're going to talk about June 10th. And what happened? Some of you know that happened. Some of you don't even understand what it means. Our young folks, all they want a rap, they've been fed to our young folks. We have to turn that around and let them know we have a history and we got a country. And we are not, I want you to know, we are. I want to go right now to Detroit. Mary, you on?
Yes.
Okay. Will you read the 23rd number? You got to.
You go in and out. I can't hear you.
What about now?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay.
You want me to read now?
Yeah.
The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restored my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of shadow death, I will fear no evil. But thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup running over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.
God bless you.
For the
number this morning, God. Where you come from. And I got something to tell you. I hope I'm not going in and out. What I got to tell you that
God, the ruler of the world,
he sent his only begotten son into the world, not to condemn him, but to save him. And we're at a point now where people have walked away from the word of God.
Doing their own thing. But I want to tell you,
God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. I want Mother Pearl in Detroit, and I want to have a great Mother Pearl,
and I want Mother Pearl to give her testimony
this morning. Mother Pearl, God bless you this morning.
Giving honor to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to the bishop and to all the fathers, I would like to say Happy Father's Day to all of you. And it's a pleasure to have a father if you got one and he in your life this morning. And I was glad this morning when I woke up to see a brand new day, a day I never saw before. And it's a pleasure for me to be here. And the sheet that I covered up last night wasn't my whining sheet, and I thank God for it. Being here on this Father's Day, and I want to say thank you, Jesus, and I hope all you fathers have a nice day today. God bless you, and I love you.
I want to say happy birthday to you. Mother Pearl. Your birthday coming up. I hear they talk about your birthday. We want to tell you, pray with you, and we thank you for your testimony that you gave us, and Mother Pearl gave us testimony. We thank God for her testimony that she gave to us. In God. And I just want to share that with you this morning. And I want to thank Sister Mary in Detroit for and we're reaching out for all the fathers, wherever you might be, whatever you might be going through. And I want to tell you at this 11 o'clock hour, God, got to ask you, did you have your red this on? I had told them that I have a red collar on, a red coupe on, represent my father, bloodline. And I just wanted to say that. But I'm praying our ancestors, and our ancestors will bring us something good to us and open up a door for us. So God is just able to do something for us. Clothes in your face. I'm praying for those that call, those that want prayer, Ashe. And I want to let you know that God is able but there's no failure in God. God has allowed us to come together one more time. And
Thank you.
Ashe, Ashe, our ancestors. God has allowed us to come together one more time. I want to tell you, whatever you're going through, God's going to see you through, sisters. Those that didn't make it on this side, those that have lost their way, I still we are made. One more time. Thank God. Thank God. Somebody said thank God. Thank you.
God allowed us to come together one more time. I was just shouting the victory. I want you to turn your Bible to John 3:16. For God so loved the world, he gave his only son, whosoever not perish, but have everlasting life. God gave us life to give life. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him not perish, but have everlasting life. Father from father, from mama to mama, from daddy to daddy. I want to tell you this morning, all is well. I share our ancestors. I'll thank you, Pearl, for that testimony that you gave Friday night and the testimony that you'll be giving tomorrow on June 10th. And I want to tell you this morning, I want you to look up, and sometimes you might be low, and sometimes you're so low, but you reach up for the sun where you can go high. The sun set, rise in the east. Rise up with the sun and set in the west with peace. I say, set back for a comeback. I'm back. And I want to tell you, whatever you're going through this morning, God is able to carry you to that next level. God is able to move you from something. I want you to tell somebody, I love you in spite of. Some of you mad at your daddy, mad at your mom, mad at the world because you don't understand. It's given by God. God gives everything. And when it's let God come in, things around. So every door closed, God will open up. Y'all better hear what I'm saying this morning. Some of you need God to touch body, mind, soul, and spirit. And some of you need to know God will open up that door. I want to let you know this morning, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him shall not perish, but have called me from Bernice, Louisiana. And she said, Bishop, just pray for my family. Already done. When you asked it was done. I'm praying for you, Sister Lisa. I'm praying for you, Joe. I'm praying for you. And I'm praying for you, John, that called me from Birmingham, Maurice from Birmingham. I'm praying for you, Chelsea. I'm praying for you over in Detroit. There's no way but God's way. For John 3:16, I'm going to take that. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten, a divine law. There's a divine law of love. In all your ways, acknowledge God. He will direct your path. Direct your path. And Bishop used to say all the time, Bishop Tops on the west side, used to say, wonderful, wonderful. It's wonderful to know you're covered under God. That in divine word, God going to carry you to the next level. Some of you got to shake off the hate, shake off the jealousy, shake off the hate, and send the word love to God so his only begotten son, Sister Cox, that whoever believe in him shall not perish, but have what? Everlasting life. Sometimes you give love and they give you hate. You have to turn away from it. For if that's what you do, people ride up, fight you, they're going to fall. They can't get back up. But God got your back. Exodus 14:14. God to step back, Moses. Let me handle this. I want to tell you this morning, whatever fight you fight, God fight. You give it God, and know God will work it out for you quick, fast, and in a hurry. You got to say, I'm giving it all to God, body, mind, soul, and spirit. And once you give it all to God, every dope. What have you asked God for today? What have you made up your mind that you want God to do for you? I'll tell you somebody. What you really want God to open and in a hurry for you. If you ask God for what you want, you ask God to open up that hole, God to put something new in your life that he want to put in your life, and the devil want to take you out. Don't let him take you out, because God got you covered, okay? So don't let the devil. God open up every door that closed. Somebody said open up doors. God open up doors that have been closed. They closed, but God opened them up. So you let go and let God open up that door. I'm praying for the new world. So much is going on in my life. God want to carry you to a new level. God will where everything say divine order in God. It's a divine order when you let God in. So God gonna carry you to that next level. I say. I want to tell you, you might not think it is, but I want to tell you, everything is in divine order this morning. And I want to tell you, God got your back. And you have not seen that Mexico. I pray for you this morning. I say, our ancestors, I want you to know that God is able to break God. I don't know what to do. You got to let go, woman, and let God. You got to make a, if you got a need, plant a seed. I'm asking you to seed for Father's Day. Some of you haven't. Some of you don't know what to do. And your harvest will come quick, Fred. And I ain't got to beg. I'm not going to beg you. I'm just going to do what God said. Plant your seed and watch it grow in the word. I'm not going to turn no tricks and tear nothing on you. All is well. God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish this morning, but have everlasting life. God called man and woman. Y'all better listen to what I'm saying. All this other stuff that they talk about made up lie. God made man and woman. Let me help you out. He said, be fruitful and multiply. It's the divine law. And that divine law said man and woman. All that other stuff is lie. But the truth is, for God so loved the world, that we'll have everlasting life. I want to say this to you, some of you all crossed up, calling things you don't even know what you call it. You don't know. God so loved the world, he gave his God and Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting. Stop trying to be popular and try to make people like you because you're saying that you are. What all that? The Bible said, be fruitful and multiply. Romans 1:26, God said, I didn't say it, I'm turning him over to reprobate mind to do that was the thing. But he, in the same thing, he said, look, the word he gave, what? God and Son, that whosoever believe in him this morning shall not perish, but have everlasting life. So you got to understand how Pearl was saying that, family, I was 18 or 19, what he had to be with a woman. Y'all better hear what I'm saying. Some of you done gone crazy. You done let the devil mess your mind to loop and got your children saying, well, I want to be gay. All this stuff gonna fall. All this stuff not made by God. You don't like me, this one is gonna fall. God made man for woman and woman for man. Any other thing is a demonic spirit who is all of fire. You're on your way to construction. That's why so much of killing and murder, because you don't got out the ark of God. Glory, hallelujah. I'm going to say it, and some of you don't want to hear it, but it's true. Only what you do. Hallelujah. I want to thank you. Go to my website, theseedofabrahamyosefite.com, and plant your seed, or else go to Cash. I thank you, Jerry. God bless you, you and your wife. And I want to tell you, I'm looking for tomorrow. I can't talk to you. Some of you don't even know the story because they have lied so much about our history that I was telling a young lady yesterday, you got to rewrite history. The history that we got, all the money in the world, don't mean nothing if you ain't got no truth. And you know, here's a girl said, where my dad at? The mama said, you ain't got no dad. Oh yeah, you got dad. They tell kids, oh, you ain't got no dad, or you ain't got no mama. For God said, the wages of sin is death, the gift of God, eternal life. When you lie like that, you're going to die. And we'll come from a long way. We own somebody that was in slavery, handcuffed, and throw it in a bond and said we were worse than a dog, cat, or mule. But out of the road, and stand tall and say, I know that I'm in the will of God. Now, they got it so bad where men look at women, they came to jail. Because that's the experience. The man should have a woman and a woman should have a man. It is nothing. Sex is healthy. Oh, y'all, but they're going to make sex now a crime. Oh, he looked at me. He looked at the woman. I'm uncomfortable with him looking at me. You have naked, but you're uncomfortable with a man looking at you. That's stuff of demonic spirits. If you're a woman, you ought to act like a woman. You ought to act like a man. And those things that change, you're going to change in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And I want to tell you, God fix whatever needs to be fixed. Father God, we come this morning on Father's Day. Bless those fathers that's incarcerated. Bless those fathers, political prisoners. We come at this hour. Fathers, and open up doors where men can stand up and really be men. God of the universe, the God, and I'm praying for you that Lord of us. I want to have my rich college this morning and like to show that the blood of your father still run through your vein, your DNA. Well, Father God, we thank you for showing up the woman. I decree the healing of the body and mind at this hour. Somebody need to know that you're working out. Somebody been on alcohol all night. Somebody lost a loved one through a shooting. But in all thy ways, acknowledge God. He will direct your path. I'm praying much for you, Sister Lorraine Wade. I'm praying for you. I'm praying for you. Back, they can't make it. Tanya Scott, I'm praying for you. Mary Scott, I'm praying for you. I want to tell you, every letter, I can't, all the letters, I'm praying for. Every telephone call, I'm praying for. Those that got a good thought, I'm praying for your blood. Whatever going to I decree this morning on Father's Day, you'll heal him. It's deeper than just a father. It's deeper than knowing that the God Almighty got you, and you got God, I'm trying to feel like that you don't know what God wants you to do in the midst of all the criticism, in the midst of all that's going on. I see God open up a financial door for some people. I see the door. Tomorrow, we come on. We will talk about the Buffalo Soldier. And we will talk about the holiday. The what is a child without a daddy? What is a child without a mother? I ain't talking about no two daddies and no two mothers. That's Satan stuff. God made man and woman. And I got black pride. I got pride of our ancestors. I don't need no other pride. Ain't no other pride come in but the pride to know that you're God's child. The pride to know that God made you. All lies on top of lies gonna be destroyed. A lie you cannot tarry in God's eyesight. And some of these lies is straight from the pits of hell, and we embracing them. And I want to tell you, read Exodus 14:14. He said, step back. I'm gonna do it. I want you to be on the right side of history. I want you to be on the right side of the spirit realm. Because it's coming. Back to back. And I want to tell you about Florida. Get ready for hurricanes. Back to back, the people got to move out, Mary, and come inland. Until you sit down and be honest with the universe. God is God of the universe. And I become back for to God, not to man, not to mama, not to dad. You got to repent to God and tell some of your heart is so messed up that you got a stony heart. You got to have a heart of flesh. You got to have the blood of Jesus running through your veins where you can forgive and move. This morning, whatever you need, God got. Whatever you want, God got. Monday, 9 to 10. Then Tuesday, 9 to 10 will be on 5 days a week. And we're going to talk about the holiday. What made this holiday come? Why we have to wait so long, 100 years, for you to learn about what happened in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And died because of a lie. And I want to tell you, don't get buried in the lie. I'm seeking the truth, and the truth will always set you free. I wish I had somebody to talk about. He gave his only begotten son. What are you willing to give this morning? Time, your truth, your new building, your business. God, I'm asking God to bring those political prisoners that have been in jail because of politics out. I'm asking God right now to bless those family lost to the one that's no soul on earth. That's a son that lost to daddy. And all the violence that's going on, God, we're asking you to put a stop to it. We're asking you to speak to it. In the name of the Son and the Holy Spirit. I can't do it, but God can. Can no army do it? Can no police force do it? Nothing but the will of God. And you got to turn your wicked ways to heal the land. If the land curses, you don't curse land. So you're gonna think about cursed things. So what it said, if my people, I heal the land. Do you really want God to heal you this morning? I'm praying for you, Mama Jo. I'm praying for you, Mother Frances in New Orleans. I'm praying for you, Mother Misha down in Manhattan. And let him work it out for you. Kind of hard, but he'll work out. I want you to call somebody and tell them that you love them. God so loved the world. Sometimes you can get more with love than hate. So let go and let God uplift you. Turn you into nothing. So much to be wrong. And you've been just hurt. But I want to let you know, God is able.
He's good to know. He's on. Everybody on the door.
Good to know.
Jesus. Bethel Baptist Church. To the days of this recording, produced by the great Reverend James Cleveland, one of my mentors on the piano.